I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks to a Chatham fisherman about the local skate fishery.
Have you ever seen a skate? Nick Muto catches them off the Cape and Islands all the time.
It's a flat, winged fish with a long, spiny tail to it. They have teeth similar like a dogfish, kind of rounded out, shark-like teeth, I guess. But they're bottom feeders.
Bottom feeders or not, they're what local fishermen are catching. Skate was once considered a trash fish. But in 2011, the quota was increased from 31 million pounds to 48 million pounds in an effort to help fishermen struggling with cuts in other fisheries. And many boats are taking advantage of the abundance. A lot of Chatham fishermen now target skate year-round.
There's probably like 6-7 boats in the harbor going for skates all summer long. It's replaced groundfish.
Groundfish quotas have been reduced drastically because of concerns about population numbers and overfishing. Species like haddock and cod were once a mainstay in Chatham Harbor, but now skates are much more common. There are over 200 species of skate worldwide, and 7 of these are found along the North Atlantic coast. Most of the time, local fishermen catch a species known as winter skate, big skate, or Cape Cod rays.
Sometimes they're just a bycatch, but sometimes they are a targeted species. Like when we go fishing down south of Nantucket at Martha's Vineyard for monkfish, we try to make the trip so that we get our monkfish limit and we can get our skate limit while we're down there.
When Muto is monkfishing, he uses gill nets, vertical panels of netting set in a straight line that trap fish by tangling their gills in the mesh. Gill netting also works well on skates because of the spiny protrusions on their backs. Once Muto hauls the skates up, he has to treat them carefully. They must be bled, gutted, and chilled immediately. Otherwise, the uric acid in their skin will break down and make the flesh smell like ammonia.
We wash them. We try to ice them in the hot weather. Before, they were just kind of a trash fish, so they weren't really cared for all that well. But now, where they're such a big part of our yearly stock, we take care of them a little more. We make sure they're kept cold and washed down, and you know, to try to eliminate a lot of the ammonia and some of the more, you know, some of the contaminants that come along with them.
The main contaminant people worry about with skate is mercury. But every chart I looked at listed it as one of the least contaminated seafood species, even less than things we eat all the time, like tuna or lobster.
You eat the wings. They cut the wings off the body, and then there's a thin layer of cartilage in the middle that they strip the meat away from. And then you're left with, you know, these two kind of, or four actually, kind of nice white meat fillets.
How big?
Probably like half the size of a sheet of paper for some of the bigger ones.
A lot of people say skate wings taste like scallops. The meat is sweet and white, but a bit less firm. Nick's had skate a few times and enjoyed it.
It was soft. It was a softer, it wasn't dense like a codfish or a striped bass. It didn't really have an overly fishy taste to it. It kind of takes on the flavor of whatever you're cooking it with.
In France, skate is popular poached with capers and brown butter. I've had it fried and braised, and it was delicious both ways. Some of the skate caught locally goes to markets in Boston and New York. But right now, very little locally caught skate is sold on the Cape.
There's processors in New Bedford that are taking a lot of them, and like I said, a lot of it's being packed into containers and shipped overseas. Asia's a huge market for it, and the Europeans eat a lot of it too. We're trying to get them a little bit more into a lot of local markets so that people can try them and be exposed to what we are catching here.
The challenge for local fish markets is to keep the product fresh while they convince customers to try it. Local groups like the Cape Cod Commercial Fishermen's Alliance are working to educate consumers about how to eat skate. There's an event coming up next week in Chatham where the public can talk with local skate fishermen and try skate wings prepared by a local chef. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find out more about that event and find a link to a recipe for skate wings with white wine sauce on our website at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Ellison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.